Hearing more on the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. It's kind of been a hot topic here for the past month or so. That was recently announced. The Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, and Hillary Miracle, who is the Nebraska FSA State Executive Director, has more details.
Yeah, that program is going to be exciting. President Trump announced it on December 8th. Looking forward to seeing the exact details. We've passed that deadline in terms of acreage reporting for 2025. So we are looking by the end of the year to have some commodity-specific payments so people have a better idea of what they could be eligible for. It's $11 billion for row crop producers. This is our corn, soybeans, wheat, but it also covers oats, sorghum, and sunflower. So it's a little bit broader. So there's some opportunity here. And we're going to utilize model losses during the 2025 crop year. So it should be a pre-filled app. It should be a pretty smooth process for our farmers. We are looking forward to being able to get those dollars to make the bridge because at the end of the day, we're really trying to make sure farmers can stay in the business, keep farming as we get closer to the One Big Beautiful Bill Act being implemented. And so we're really looking that starting next fall. And so this bridge is to help get them to that point when we can start to take advantage of some of those programs that were passed in July.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it's definitely something we'll have to, keep an eye out for on some details when that comes around. But where can we always go to learn more information?
Check into our local offices, or they can always learn more at fsa.usda.gov and dig into those programs just a little bit more and get some of their questions answered. But always feel free to give us a call anytime. We are glad to be the boots on the ground for USDA. We love that we're able to be out in our small communities and take care of our farmers and ranchers.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. And with your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.